Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know, I have such a fun time going around and being able to interact with people. I'm talking about the stuff that we get to do for work, the stuff that we get to do around, the stuff that we get to communicate about in regards of what is going on with the land. You know, people are out there doing stuff inside of organizations that is way more difficult than the stuff that I do on a daily basis. They're going out there and they're doing the work. They're referencing what's happening. They're trying to make sure that things change in a positive outliers, and so on. So I get to take a look around and help out with saying, okay, this is what we get to do. Now, keep in mind that when you are out there doing the stuff, there are things that you have to engage with. Now, let's put it this way, because sometimes people are like, you're in an isolation box, meaning me, and I get to do and say whatever I want. Well, I don't know if I do it that way, but I get to see some things that are pretty strange out there. But I look at it from the standpoint of you have options as you're going through some of this stuff. You have some things that you can take a look at and go, does this make sense or not? That's the other curtail thing there. But I want to reference this because here's what happens in organizations. Here's what happens when you get to places. Some places have rules that are there that are unbreakable, meaning if you break this rule no matter what, we can't continue to do business. You can't work there. You can't be employed. You can't be a team member. We're not calling them life-saving rules because that's not what we're talking about. It's the non-negotiables. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, sometimes they're not even written down. They're just non-negotiables about things that go on inside of the organization. So, of course, I get one of these lovely calls that's making reference on how to manage those and how to have those conversations about that. Because here's the most difficult part about the whole thing. If you have some of these things, these unbreakable, these rules that cannot be broken regardless, and they're not discussed, it becomes a problem. And even though they're unwritten rules and there's things that you have to work around, curtail around the things, it's sometimes stuff that you have to talk about. Because it gets weird when you have these rules and they're not discussed. Some people don't like talking about it. It's the uncomfortable. Oh, and then it's that weird conversation of, well, nobody ever said that was a rule. Well, sometimes it doesn't have to be said. We just kind of know that it already exists. So let's take a look at some of these things. Let's have a conversation or two about this. So what do I recommend here? I guess the position inside of your workplace is going to play a key factor of what happens. And maybe it's time to have that conversation with human resources. Maybe it's time to have that conversation with the operational team of going, what are the non-negotiables here? What are the rules that cannot be broken? Because here's what happens. Most of the time, these rules will show up if you're doing a learning team. Somebody will say, this is what we're discovering. This is what was going on. And then somebody will have an X idea that we need to do. And somebody goes, nope, we have this unbreakable here. We have this rule that is in place that nobody talks about. So opposed to waiting to that moment to occur, maybe it's that time to have the conversation of what we can and cannot do. And yeah, some people are going to have a hard time with saying, why are we putting this in writing? Because we need to know. Just imagine black line, blue line, as we talk about. Work imagine versus work performed. Black line, work imagine, work performed, blue line. You have to think about all these things. If you don't do anything about it, guess what happens? We get stuck like Chuck. We look at this stuff and go, I don't know what to do. And how to move forward next. And then you have to find that, you have to have or find someone to have that conversation with regardless. It becomes a very, 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 very strange thing overall when it's all said and done.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.